Before we jump into this week's episode, we wanted to let you know about a new show we are bringing to you. October the 21st, 8 p.m, Self Care Club are going live on YouTube with the Self Care Club Lounge.
It gives us the opportunity to chat with you, our lovely listeners, in real time. We're going to answer any questions or suggestions that you may have, and it's a great excuse for us all to hang out.
We will be discussing the last month's practices with you guys and all other bits and pieces, plus exciting giveaways from some of our recent sponsors.
So bring a glass of wine or a cuppa and have a night in with us at the Self Care Club Lounge, and we can get to know each other a little bit better.
So come join us 21st of October, 8 p.m. at YouTube, and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search for Self Care Club, or you can find the link in our Instagram bio.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Hi, welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of LED face masks. Don't you think Free Radical is a great name for a band?
A band? Maybe that's what we could call our band.
The Free Radicals.
We've got the album.
Whenever I see Free Radicals, I always think a great name for a band.
I bet there is a band called Free Radicals.
So, like, would I be actually bothered to do it?
Well, I hope you were.
Because some nights, I'm like, I can barely be bothered to take off my mask, let alone on mask and a this and a that.
You sleep with mascara on?
Oh, sometimes I do. I'm not going to lie.
That is
terrible. Oh, that is disgusting. Slutish.
You slut.
I had this facial and the beautician said to me, so I'm going to put this cream on you. It is this nectarine, which is like a plum and a peach, a little bit different. And I can't tell you how hard I was trying to not just crack up and go, I know what a fucking nectarine is. But before we get onto our practice of the week, let's hear our
review of the week.
This week, our review is from Friedfrog80. I think that's how you pronounce it.
I would say so.
Okay. She says, or maybe it's a he, this podcast is like having two trusted friends having a chat with you over coffee. They are brilliantly funny, honest, and refreshing. I love the fact that they get it and try the stuff I have no time for. I've tried a few things as a result, but actually the fun I have listening to them is my self-care. Thanks, ladies.
What a lovely review.
Gorgeous.
Thank you for that. And please do keep your reviews coming in over at Apple Podcasts. You just search for Self Care Club, scroll down and you'll see write a review, and that's where you do it. And that allows Apple to keep us visible and it helps other people to find the show. So we do love to read them. Thank
yes,
you.
We do.
So how are you feeling since we did face masks, Lauren?
Well, I've actually loaned it to a friend.
How come?
Because I didn't feel I saw tangible results. And she suffers with acne and she wanted to try one for a really long time.
Yep.
To see if it would help. So I lent it to her. She has used it every day for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And has reported back to me.
Yes.
Absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Oh.
And I'm really disappointed with that.
Really,
because I wanted to bring you
Can
like
you just lie. Because we were all hoping.
We never lie at Self Care Club.
Don't.
That is the first rule.
First rule of Self Care Club.
No lies.
Yeah.
So that's sorry to say.
So you said in the main show that we both said that we saw results.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not like mass, but these things are subtle.
Yeah.
It's hard to quantify.
Yeah.
We've said that many, many times.
Yeah.
And you said you reckon it could have been because you were taking better care of your skin because you were washing it every night.
Yes.
And then putting the serum on.
Yes.
And then you were said for the epilogue, you were going to see if it was that without the mask.
Yeah.
So have you been doing that?
Yeah, I have.
And?
I mean, I feel the same.
What do you mean? Same as what?
Same as I did when I was using the mask. As in, I don't really think I got tangible benefits from the mask. That's my honest opinion.
Shame.
How are you feeling since?
I haven't actually used it.
Why not?
I forgot.
Okay.
You know, the thing is that we're always on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So every week we are actually trying out a different mode of self-care. Like, we don't lie about it.
Nope.
Every single Monday, it's like, right, what's this week?
Yep.
And so it's hard. We couldn't do all the self-care pieces that we've done over 100 shows.
Yes.
So we wouldn't have any time to do anything.
This is true, but let's say we use something, e.g. the crystal face rollers or the face masks, and it was like, oh my God, wow.
Well, I thought...
Look at me. Look at my skin. You would totally carry on with
no,
it.
No, that's not true.
Why?
Because we both said that after face yoga. We both loved face yoga.
Yeah.
It was 10 minutes a day. We both saw good results.
Yeah.
And we haven't... Have you used face yoga recently?
I haven't. I even got accused online of having had filler and Botox after my face yoga. That was amazing.
That's because you've got lovely plump lips.
Thanks. But that's not from face yoga.
No, I know. But that's why they're... saying it, because people don't have lovely plump lips.
Oh, well, that's just courtesy of my parents.
Yeah. So we wouldn't always try. There's many things we've tried on the show that I have thought are absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I.e. cold showers. Mm. I haven't had a cold shower in ages.
I thought you were carrying on with the cold showers.
I was.
Right.
But I haven't.
Then you stopped.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So many things can we keep investing in?
Do you think you'll go back to the LED face mask?
I do. I reckon I'll stick it on. I also said, is it any different to me sticking my face against my child's wall because they've got LED light?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I didn't stand there with my face against the wall.
I wish you had trialed that.
I know. I did think about it.
In a Blair Witch way, like standing with your face against the wall.
I just thought, you know, I am committed to this podcast.
But not that committed.
I'm just not mad.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just not a mug.
Fair enough.
Should we get on to what the listeners have
to say? Yes.
So the listeners have had a lot to say this week.
They've been very vocal this week.
They have.
Yeah.
But it's mainly about the compliment show.
Yeah.
They've had a lot to say. So I want to get onto that in a minute. But I did ask them, have they used LED face masks before? Mm. And the options were, yes, I have tried it. And the other was, what a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
75% of people said, what a load of rubbish.
Wow. But do you think, how many of those 75% have used one?
Well, I then thought, well, I should have dug a bit deeper, but I didn't.
Okay.
So apologies to that, listeners, because some of them might have used it and thought, what a load of rubbish. Or some of them thought, I'm not using that because it's a load
of
rubbish.
It looks like a load of rubbish. But you know what? I'm really glad we tested it. Because I think it is one of those things that you see and you can be very curious about. So I'm glad we took that one for the whole team.
A few beauticians
did
write in saying that they use it in their practice and they love them.
But do you think they've got hardcore salon quality £800 ones?
Yes, of course they have.
Yeah.
Of course they have.
So it's always going to be a bit better.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
So should we get on to all the emails and all the inboxes we've had about compliments?
It's been like, I think the most feedback we've had on any show.
It's been great, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sarah says, love, love, love this week's self-care podcast on compliments. Obviously was it last week?
I think so.
I don't know. You two make me smile. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so right and so funny how you bounce off each other and everything you say resonates with me. Oh. Sarah, love you. Thank you so much. Lorraine had something to say about people pleasing.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little side thing I was speaking about to my mum this week. Mum mentioned that a friend had arranged a barbecue for her friends and one guest asked her to change the time so they could make it. However, not only did they then turn up late, they ate before they went.
What?
Made me think of Lauren's dinner guest who didn't show up. But quite a few people are like this and I'm sorry, it's downright rude and I just do not get the logic.
Wow.
Oh, she also said, maybe one of your listeners who wouldn't turn up or message can give us their version of how these things work. Because to me, there's not much of an excuse for being a twat.
Oh, harsh, Lorraine, harsh. I mean, the thought of like making someone change time of a barbecue, then eating before you cut. Who does that? Who eats before they go to a barbecue?
Well, maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't like barbecue food.
Or maybe.
Yeah.
Have you ever been invited to someone's house for dinner and they're not a very good cook? And so sometimes you go with a little bit of a full stomach.
No. Oh. I would just be like aware that I may have to have toast when I get home. I'd go that way. Like, I'll give it a go. Maybe they've improved. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Oh,
I can always have Marmite toast later.
I have been out.
Yeah.
And not necessarily to someone's house for dinner or maybe a restaurant that I don't particularly like. And I might have a snack before I go, so I'm not starving hungry.
My husband does that. I don't do it.
Oh, so I'm not alone.
No, you're definitely not
Thank
alone.
Thank God. I felt suddenly very isolated.
No. I had a message about compliments week. This was from Eliza. She said, my cleaner just said how she loved my cardigan and how it's just her style and how the colour really suits me. Before your podcast, I would have said, oh, thanks. It's from Zara and it's just 20 quid. But I simply said, thanks.
I had a couple of people come into my salon on Saturday and I haven't been very well. And they said, oh, you look nice. Mm-hmm. And I did that thing that we said we mustn't do.
Oh, I've been so ill. I look terrible.
I said, oh my God, I look disgusting and I feel so shit. And they were like, they looked at me and all of them, this is when it comes to bite you in the ass, had listened to the compliment show.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Happened three times in one day. And they were like, I've just been listening to your compliment show. You should just be saying thank you.
Well, I got dressed up for a party this weekend and I would say four people came up to me, some who I knew and some who I had never seen before in my life and said, oh my gosh, I love your dress. By the way, this is the same dress. You know, in the compliments show when I wore that dress to go to a meeting.
I really need to see
you
this
really
dress.
You really do. I wore it to the party. I love your dress. And I said to each of them, thank you very much. And then I had a longer conversation with this woman and I said, you know, I've actually just done a whole week about compliments. And normally I would have told you how much it costs and where it comes from, but I'm just going to say thank you. And I also took the time at this party to compliment another woman on her outfit because she just looked fucking fabulous. And I told her so. And she said, thanks so much. I could tell that she really enjoyed the compliment and took it in and appreciated it and it lifted her evening.
Nice.
I think also she knew she looked fabulous, but you know, there's nothing wrong with hearing that.
And there's nothing wrong with knowing it.
No.
Either.
So I've been living this compliments week still, fully.
So, yeah, okay. Me too.
Good. Except you haven't.
Sorry, I lost concentration for a moment because I was looking on to the next bit that we were doing.
Okay.
So I apologize. I was trying to be professional and I got called out. Let's get on to Challenge of the Week.
The Self-Care Club Challenge of the Week.
Every week, we like to bring you, the listener, into our club so that we can bring you a small challenge with the practice that we have been trying because we like to do it together. So before we get into this week's challenge, a few of our lovely listeners have been sharing their experiences.
They've done the challenge.
They've been doing challenges.
Yes.
Lisa says, so I bought some matcha from the site Bulk as I saw it when I was buying my protein shakes and I just listened to your podcast, so it was conveniently timed. I opened the packet and was too scared to try it on its own, so I added it into my breakfast protein shake and can't even taste that it's in there. So win-win for me as I'm getting all the benefits and haven't actually even had to taste it. Also, I've been complimenting everyone since Tuesday, so thanks for that episode too.
Double win, Lisa.
She's
double
been doing win. Brilliantly, hasn't she?
Thank you, Lisa. Very good.
Any more?
Yes. Alexandra said, right, so I complimented my best friend and she proceeded to look at me without comprehension to hand me a mint. Then I complimented my boyfriend and he laughed and laughed because me giving a compliment is so rare. It's the same as him turning up to work in a dress. Well, I tried. Face palm emoji. Well, you know what? Well done for trying, Alexandra.
And keep going.
Yes.
Keep going. Nicole says, it was very awkward. Mm. I probably made it this way, but complimented the man on the tills last night as he is always so lovely and takes time to chat while scanning shopping, which I said to him, might not be a proper compliment, but hey, it was an attempt.
Yes, it was, Nicole.
Absolutely a compliment.
Yes.
Yes. Don't put yourself down.
I went into the bakery on Friday to get bread. There's like 7 people who serve there, but I always seem to get this one guy. And I said to him, please could I have one of your delicious coffees? You make them so well. And I could just tell he was like, he went, oh, thank you. And you know, now I'll enjoy seeing him again next Friday.
Nice.
And then maybe I'll run away with him and we can eat carbs forever and ever and ever.
Is that your idea of a fantasy?
Yeah.
Or just to eat as much bread as you can possibly.
Until I'm in a coma.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love bread. I hope he works in Gales.
I love it they so do the best much. Bread.
Now,
yeah.
Challenge of the week.
Yeah.
Because we gave you such a huge challenge last week.
Yes.
We've decided to extend it.
Yes.
The compliment circle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Do you need reminding? You have to pick 3, 4, 5, 8, however many friends you want.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum of 3.
3
friends. I would say.
Yeah.
Or 3 people.
Yeah.
And you have to do a compliment circle just like we did on last week's epilogue show.
With James.
With James.
He's still uncomfortable about it a week later.
Can we hear from James?
How are you feeling, James, since our compliment circle?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, James.
Hi.
James, what do you think the benefits were of the compliment circle?
It's nice to be nice, is the reality. I think it pays off as much for the person giving it as it does receiving it.
Yes. And I think it's very nice. I don't know. It feels like we've sort of...
Do you feel like it's bonded us?
Yeah. We've created a very nice team vibe.
I already felt bonded, but sure. if it re-cemented it for you, then I'm pleased that that provided you to come up to my level of bondedness.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks. Well, so I think it's only a good thing.
Yeah.
So look, it's uncomfortable, but it is lovely. Lauren hated it.
Oh my God, I hated it.
But it was a nice thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we do want to hear about your compliment circles, please, if you are going to create them. And if you need a reminder, just pop back to last week's epilogue show and hear Lauren squirm. So we're not going to do an LED face mask challenge because, as you know, Self Care Club, we don't like to cost you money unless it is truly worth the investment. The jury is still out about the LED face masks.
Yeah.
So we are just going to stick with the compliment circle for the challenge.
Because I honestly think... this has resonated with so many people.
Yes,
both
it has.
The giving of them and the receiving of them.
Yes.
It's somehow like lit a little spark.
It has.
Because we've never had so much response
I know.
From our listeners on
I
the
know.
Show.
That wasn't even half of them. I mean, there were so many. So please do keep them coming in. We will read them out on next week's show as well.
Yes.
And just keep us updated on all of your experiences.
Yeah. So that is our LED face mask week in full. Thank you for being in touch. Please keep your messages coming in to tell us your thoughts and experiences on the week's practice. And of course, any practices you'd like us to try. You can email us at hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk or you can find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
Wellness News Flash.
So a quick news flash this week, but an interesting one.
Ooh, please let's hear it.
Saw it in the Evening Standard this week.
Yep.
Meditation carriages on DLR trains.
Ooh.
Commuters are being encouraged to meditate on their journey to work with new chill-out carriages installed on Docklands Light Railway trains.
Wow.
The Inner Journey initiative has been designed to ease back-to-office anxiety with 12 trains housing the dedicated mindfulness carriages. The carriages have been decorated with pictures of mountains, forests, and oceans, whilst meditation corners have also been established at Canary Wharf, Tower Gateway, and Woolwich Arsenal stations.
I might have to check this out.
I was just thinking we should do
that. Well, my nephew Isaac, he is a big, big, big train fan. And most weekends he is on a train. I know he likes the DLR. I wonder if he would maybe go on a trip.
And he can report back for us.
He can. Well, he does. He has his own YouTube channel and everything. And that's what he does. He films and reports back. I wonder if he would be our roving reporter. I'll have to put it out there to
him. That would be brilliant.
It would be.
I think this is absolutely great.
It's very interesting.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Rather than scrolling through your phone.
It's amazing.
Or just wasting time, just feeling pissed off because you're on the train or you're back on the commute or whatever is going on. This is a really great way to use that time.
Yeah.
So I say, yay. Mm-hmm. Also, something else interesting came up. Dior are bringing out their own fitness equipment.
Fitness equipment? Not clothes?
Equipment. Both.
Dior weights.
There's a Dior treadmill.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's black and white.
It's so Kardashian.
It's so Kardashian. I wonder how useful it will be. Oh, but it looks very pretty.
Of course it does.
It's all black and white and it's available in January 2022.
Great. I'll be buying all of it. Obviously.
So, what have you been doing for your self-care? We haven't done this segment in a while.
Well, you have extended, not been very well. It's been like 3 weeks. So, do you know what I'm doing for my self-care? Going to see a doctor. How about them apples?
I mean, for fuck's sake.
Okay, so there you go.
Well, welcome to the fucking party about 3 weeks too late. And I said to you, didn't I?
Go and see a doctor, Lauren. That's what you said.
Yeah, I did.
Please, will you go and see a doctor?
Please take the antibiotics, Lauren. Please go to the doctor, Lauren.
Well, I'm going. I took them and I'm going.
Okay.
Tick, tick, self-care.
I have learned something about you in all of that.
Yeah.
You're quite stubborn.
In some cases, I can be a little stubborn. It's true.
Yes. Yes. Because I haven't found you stubborn before that at all. It's not like you dig your heels in about something.
No, I don't.
You're normally very open-minded and we work very, very well together. But this, you were just not budging.
No.
No. What is that?
Don't know.
Do you know what I've been doing for my self-care this week?
Tell me.
Resting.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been resting. Also haven't been well. This is obviously going over a few episodes now. And I have just been listening to my body, chilling out, resting as much as possible.
Good.
And I have totally binged The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills latest season.
Oh, it's a really good season.
It is. It was like crack.
Yeah.
It was like I could not get off it.
Yeah.
It was just incredible.
Yeah. Agreed.
Best thing I've ever seen.
Agreed. It's fantastic.
It's all I want to talk about is the Beverly Hills. So that's really been... But The Real Housewives is totally in my self-care box.
It's totally in mine.
Yes.
It's almost therapy.
It is almost therapy. Although you're watching women just scream at each other and it's actually quite...
Yeah, but don't you feel so much better about your own life?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I feel so together when I watch them.
Yeah. And so poor.
Yeah, there is that. Any podcasts you've been listening to?
Oh, you know, when I'm not feeling 100%, I just have to like go back to Off Menu, listen to everyone. The second it's out, I'm on it, loving it.
Nice.
More than anything.
Nice.
Yeah. Even when I don't know who the guests are, I still love it.
Do you?
Yeah. I love it more when I do know the guests, but I still love it even when I don't.
Don't you find it gets a bit repetitive?
No. That's where I take my comfort.
Yeah. Because you know where you're going.
Exactly.
You know what you're being led. Yeah. It's familiar.
Very
comfortable.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Nice. I've been listening to Rich Roll.
Yes.
I've been listening to, there was one by Global, Ellie and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have got the name before I came on.
That might have been handy.
Anyway, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's from two heart presenters.
Yes.
They make me laugh. And just my usuals, really. I need a new one.
Do you?
I want a new funny one.
I'm going to find you one.
Find me a funny one. I want something lighthearted.
Okay.
And not so, because a lot of mine can be a bit heavy.
Yeah, I don't like a heavy podcast. I'm only in it for the lulls.
So, should we talk about what we're trying out next week, Lauren? This is a big one.
Yes.
It's a big one.
Yes.
You're looking very blank.
I've remembered now.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's your idea of hell.
It's
my idea of hell.
Asking,
it's everybody's idea of hell.
Should we say it?
Yeah.
Asking for help.
Help! I need somebody.
Oh, I wasn't even going there, but...
Where were you going?
I was just shouting help, like I was drowning.
Help, I don't want to do this.
Help, I don't want to do this podcast.
So it's going to be difficult, awful, challenging,
awkward,
uncomfortable. So you've got to tune in to find out how that goes.
Everything we hate.
Yes. but it's also a very important part of self-care.
I think so.
Finding support when you need it.
We'll find out, won't we?
Thank you for listening to the Epilogue Show. We hope you enjoyed it. We will be back every Tuesday for our main show and every Friday for our Epilogue Show. Please go write us a review on Apple Podcasts so we can read them out on the show. And it also helps other people find us. And come and email us, hello@selfcareclub.co.uk, because we love to hear from you. Or join us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
Bye-bye.